I want to speak to you more. I just spoke to everybody about the Shia Bar.
Okay,
we have to discuss it. Can that work? Okay, we'll talk. Okay, everybody, so shalom. Okay. Bezal Hashem Yisbarach, we are here, Zimra Bezman Azer, packet 14, Gittin. This is a Gittin share, officially. Okay. Okay. Then we're going to finish this, hopefully, today, tomorrow, and then we're going on to Chazara. So, I think the beginning is on Tuesday. We'll have sign up, you know, oral bechinas, and maybe it'll, some people go Tuesday, some Wednesday, we'll see how it works. And then we have Chumash. I'd like to continue giving at least Chumash Shiurim straight through the, you know, I'm working on Imrei Baruch Bar Midbar, so I have to, you know, can't be lax on Bar Midbar stuff. So we should continue into Bar Midbar. So, now I wrote half the Sefer last year, and now I'm working on the, you see, the Erevin Sefer was really written 2 years ago, just never came out. It takes time to, Erevin has a lot of details with the pictures and the this and that. It took time for it to come out, even though it was written already 2 years ago. And this was written, so Bezer Hashem, if you continue, and then we'll announce the official June's Man topic. Bezer Hashem Shavuos, please sign up with Aryeh Graber. We'd like to encourage everyone, Shavuos. Hopefully Bezer Hashem will go to the West Side Institutional Synagogue, as we've done in the past. Topic of Shavuos night, B'chukoseyem lo seleichu. Hopefully we'll have a big packet on that. I'm in the process of making that packet. So we want you to come. Okay, so please come if you can. Try to encourage everyone. Okay, Bethel. You want everyone to come? Okay. So what's the story with music? So the Gemara says in Gittin, take a look, page 3. Shachol el mar ukva, zimra menolan da osur. How do you know that zimra is osur? So Rashi says zimra l'shore b'beis hamishtos. That the shore b'beis hamishtos. Meaning, if you have a bar or something like that, and there's music there, that's the music that's usher. That's Rashi's pshat. Not everyone agrees with that pshat. So the Gemara says, the pasuk, "Al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'amim." That Chal Yisrael shouldn't have the simcha of how the goyim have. Goyim, they go into bars and they have music. So Al Tesmach Yisrael Gilbam. So the Gemara says, V'lishlach lehu mehacha b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Why doesn't they mention that pasuk in Yeshaya? Ime hi avamin hanimi lezimra demona. Whereas for that pasuk, I would think only if you have a musical instrument, the mana. Aval the puma shari. So Kamash Malon, we have two psukim, one to teach us that music is usur, even what? Musical instruments. And one pasuk is to teach us even what? Even with math. So we have to understand what type of halacha is this? In other words, is it, one could say, and it might be similar to what we're going to speak about Bezer Hashem Shavuos night, it's sort of like a b'chukoseyem lo seleichu type of thing. In other words, don't be like the goyim. Right? Al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'amim. That you shouldn't have we have a Gil Kohanim. The question is that, or is it another possibility? Is it some type of Isser Zecher L'Churban? So if you look, Rashi says Beis Mishtos. If you look in the Mordechai on page 7, Zimmer Manolan de Osser Matsosi Betosvis. The Mishneh below Achila, who does it? The Zel Derech Ha'ove Kochavim. Ha'ove Mishneh Shel Achila Muta. So he says the Mordechai, it's only if you're in a like a bar where there's only drinks being served. But if you're in the course of eating and there's musical accompaniment, that's not part of the Isser. The Isser is you know, like Rashi, many put together this Mordechai with the Rashi. It's only based Mishtos, and this assumption is it's an idea of being, you know, similar to the Gaon. If you'll take a look in Tosas on page 3, Zimmer Manolan Dasser, Perish Bekuntras, Lishorer, Beis Mishnos, Vehei Mashmi de Gomar, Vishnachle, Mehacha, Bashir, Lo Yishtu Yayin. So it seems because the alternate pasuk that they're quoting from Yeshaya also speaks about, you know, wine. Perek Pasuk de Sota, Tanan, Mishabot La Sanhedrin, Batil, Shir, Bebeis HaMishtos, Shenem HaMishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Throw the hachmir the chayotze to be yushalmi to have a koyim v'domich b'zimra. Shemus aneg b'yosir b'shir. He quotes the Yerushalmi, so let's look up that Yerushalmi. Here's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is on page 8. They flipped around the psukim, so the question was to avoid the sirtut. But what does it mean that the domich v'koy bezimra shahiyu Omrim Lefanav B'Shichvo V'Kumo? Whereas they would sing for the Reish Galusa, when he got up and he would go to sleep, he would have a musical accompaniment going, getting up and going to sleep. So that's like doing it overboard on a regular basis, like every morning, every night. And Tosa says, Shem is aneg bi Yosef. Then he says, Shir shal mitzvah shari yom b'shas ha-chuppah, sh'osim b'sameach osim v'kala. But Shir shal mitzvah is mutter. But to sing on a, to hear music on a regular basis is aser. And to get over enjoyment from it. So according to Rashi, Rashi is much more maker. Rashi holds it's only if you're having a party or with drinks, you know, like a bar. So if you're having a party with drinks and you have music there also, so that's derech hagoyim. You shouldn't do that. But Tosas is much more machmer. He's saying whatever you do it on and you're on a regular basis and you're really enjoying it, that could be a problem. There's another Yerushalmi, because we saw that they quoted the Gemara Mishnah Sota, that when the Sanhedrin was left the Lishus Hagozis, right, the Mishnah, take a look on page 4. Misha Bodla Sanhedrin Batel Hashir Mi Beis HaMishtos. Rabbi Ganak has in a sefer from being based on Rav Soloveitchik that the ikar part of Sanhedrin, based on the Ramban and Parshas Truma, the ikar part of the Sanhedrin is the ikar part of the Beis HaMikdash rather is that it's a hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai. That Maimon Har Sinai was Hashras Hashchina, but then it was a one-time thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should have a remnant of Maimon Har Sinai Ladoros. So that's why we have a Mokom Hashras Hashchina, Hainu the Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, what's the connection between Maimon Har Sinai and the Beis HaMikdash? They're both Mokomos of Hashras Hashchina, but one was a Mokom that the Torah was given, Mokom of Nesinas HaTorah. What does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So to the answer to that, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and Rabbi Ganak Sefer, that since the Sanhedrin was housed in the Lishkas Hagozis in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin was the givers of the Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetei Torah, so then so therefore that's a kiyum in the perpetuation of Maimon Har Sinai. So that's why, he quotes in the Sefer Rabbi Ganak, that's why once the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Hagozis, they weren't able to be there anymore. So now already they started the Avelus for the Churban and they stopped having Shir Mibes and Mishtos. Which is an interesting shot. But if you look in Yerushalmi, it says something else. It's different Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Sota. On page 5. Abba bar Rav Yirmiyah Amar Hezekein Mishon Shabeichu Amar Rav Chista Rishon Ha'isa Emes Sanhedrin Aleim V'lo Yomim Divrei Nevola B'Shir L'Akshav She'ein Emes Sanhedrin Aleim Hein Omrim Divrei Nevola B'Shir. He says when the Sanhedrin was in their full power in the Lishas Hasgazis, so everyone was afraid of the Sanhedrin, right? The Sanhedrin could prosecute, the Sanhedrin could, it was very powerful. So therefore, they was allowed to have shir bebeis mishtos because it was always, you know, very clean. There wasn't any nivel peh in the shir. But once the Sanhedrin was gola and it didn't have the same power and the same influence, so they weren't fearful anymore of the Sanhedrin. So then the shir of the beis mishtos was full of nivel peh and things like that. So therefore, that's why they asked it. Well, that's a totally different approach than what I presented to you. Now we can act safer from Rav Soloveitchik. Now the Rif on page 9 discusses this issur as well. Second arrow. He quotes from the Gaon in Perish Gaon. Had that mean in Zimra Bapuma Osir, Hanimilo Gon the Ginos shall avas Adam Lachavero. Ushavachi Yofer Biofio. But like love songs. Right? Avas Adam Lachavero. And while Divre Shiras the Sishbacho Zimra Chasad of Shal Kalishbarcho, Ein Adam Yisrael Nimna. Mizos, Umina, Kol Yisrael, Omram, Beis Hassan, and Beis Mishtos, Bekol Leginus, Bekol Simcha, Vorinu Misha, Micha Bezos. Where it's to sing, he's talking about, because you remember, the Gemara says even singing with your mouth is awesome. So that's only like these type of love songs. But to sing Shiras of Sishpachos, that's fine. Now, there is a famous Rambam on this topic. And I wanted to help me out to tell me what the Rambam's saying. Rambam is on page 11. Perek Hei, Hilchas Tanios, Halacha Dat Yudal. Says the Rambam, "Chein gozru shelo negat benagin b'chli shir." You're not allowed to play music with a musical instrument. V'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmi kol shol shir, osu l'smoch ben v'osu l'shomam ibnei achurban. So any type of musical instrument you can't hear because of the Churban HaMikdash. So music is usur the whole year round when there's musical instruments. All musical instruments are usur. Als the Churban. Vafilu shira bepeh, but vocal, ala yayin asura. Shenema b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Kvar nogu kol Yisrael omar divi tishpochos o shir shel hoda, lakel v'yotze b'hem ala yayin. But if it's, you know, if you're singing shir tishpochos, then that's okay. So this is the Rambam. There's a big chumrah here. Now the Rambam seems to split. If you understand it, you tell me. Seems to say that there are two categories: the shir b'kli and shir b'peh. Shir b'kli is also always. In other words, you can't go to a, hear musical. You can't go to a concert and the musical instruments. Also, prepare if it's only vocal. So then that's mutter unless it's on wine. Now the question is: so what do we do with this Rambam? Yeah. There are other things, but music definitely is something that is definitely linked with Simcha.
Right. Why is that? That's what's not bad and less than it shouldn't be in the Korban.
Yeah, because after the Korban, we shouldn't be so happy. We think about, the Tisha B'Av 3 weeks, but there's things that are also the whole year round because of the Korban. Yeah, what did you say?
The first line is the same gods which we know we're not going to be a share. Then it says, that Chomri and Hemel call us Mia Kol, so shall share Atalis, Islam, and Atalis Shimon with Mia Korba. Why did you say it all like in one sentence?
So goes with one again, Chlishir.
What's the second sentence?
Yeah, what is that? From something else. Right. But, okay, so that you're saying you have a heter maybe for a wedding.
Or any simple or a scene or something else with a simple
song. Right, right. But I'm saying, but to just go to a regular concert.
The simples come from the instruments, actually.
Right, if the simples come from the instruments, then it's awesome. Yeah, so what's your name?
Adam.
Yeah, so Adam wants to suggest. And maybe the diakaloshen of the Rambam is only if the simcha is being emanating from the instruments itself. But if there's another occasion, like a wedding, where the simcha is really from the wedding and the instrument is just an accompaniment, so maybe the Rambam would be making of it.
The Rambam's already specifying by weddings that there's a heter to do it. It's hell, okay, but he's already including halachos of having a heter for music. By weddings, so why, if he's already talking about weddings and had different music, why would he include December also if it was Mashmah that it would be Mutter?
Right.
He said, also the Smach.
Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Let's see how we pass it. Page 18. Okay, Gozer Shalona Nagin Bechli Shir, Homini Zemer Bechol Mashmi, Kol Shal Shir. This is the Mech Behem. So, Arthur the Shomim Nechorban. If Vil Shir Shapel Yain Asura. So basically, the Mechaber just brings down the Rambam. Yeah, what is Rambam saying? Okay, so Rambam quotes the Tosus. From that, Hamachos Shomim Shochim Klishir of Beis Mishneh. Kahovim So, if you take a look, the Tshuva by the Nesivos on page 19. So we know one of the main battles with the Reform and others was that they instituted organs, musical instruments in the shul. Rav Shechter just spoke about that. Of course, they would get a goy to play. They wouldn't violate the din that you're not allowed to play, but they would get a goy to play. So the Nesivos has a tshuva. So if you take a look on page 20, he says, Natik mizeven avol ha'inim rishon al dvar ha'ugav b'Shabbos. What's the story with the organs on Shabbos that they used to get goy to do? Shetola heter b'shvus b'mokam mitzvah. So I want to say it's a shvus b'mokam mitzvah. Right? We learned when we learned Amir Lakum. So shvus to shvus, it's a double drabanim. Right, because Amir Lakum is drabanim and playing a musical instrument is drabanim. So we know one of the klolim we know in Hilchas Amir Lakum is that shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah is mutter. So he says, "Eini rov b'zem shum srach mitzvah." He says, "What's the mitzvah? Why is this a mitzvah? To have musical accompaniment in the davening is a mitzvah. Adrava isur ika. It's an is not a feel b'chol. Shoy dasa Rambam, the zimra the mona also a feel shalol al yain." So this person wanted to say that, well, you know, for a chasana, we allow musical instruments even after the Churban, so davening should also be allowed. He says it's not a good comparison. Dimyono kozel v'kara murchokim zem mizeh kirochok mizrach. The Mishnah Magal v'chasuf kala shasimcha ba'atz muso hi mitzvah. That's what you say. That simchas chasuf kala, the wedding itself is a mitzvah. V'chein mutter hoel v'hi simcha shal mitzvah. So, in other words, there's an Indian, in other words, there's a mitzvah of simcha here. There's a mitzvah of simcha by chasam v'kala. So therefore you can play instruments. But by tefillah, where's the mitzvah of simcha by tefillah? I don't know how long before Nicholas Eker tefillah said, "What's your kapar schait?" If I care, tefillah is al kapar schait, so there's no mitzvah simcha. So if there's a mitzvah simcha, then you could say that the musical instrument is simcha, so that's a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah simcha. But to play an organ, to have a guy play an organ in shul, where's the mitzvah? You want to say shvus l'shvus moch a mitzvah, but what's the mitzvah? Davening is a mitzvah, but music by davening is not a mitzvah. At a wedding, the music itself is a mitzvah, because the wedding, there's an inyan of simcha. Rakodesh Maschilim is followed, Sarah Lahasdi Shmachel Shalmokam. Vech Novel of Name Malcha Shalom Klishir Simcha, Yadan Kichotim Anachim. In other words, it's like he says, if someone comes to the king, Machusa da Ara, in Yorvel of Fun of Lisnapel al Nafsham, al Shachotu Negdo, say you sinned against the king, and you're going to go to the king's house to ask Machilah. So you're going to come with a musical accompaniment? It's a, like a, it's a, it'll make him more angry at you. A chutzpah. Hello, Yigdal HaKetzif Yosek. Yisim Kamazu Oso Be'es Asher B'chi Yavo V'tachnun L'vokei Shal Nafsham. Chena Dover Machusa Dekriya B'zman Shal Be'es HaMikdash Kayom Lolono no Mitchlan Khazab Yadov Vada here mitzvah smoke the cliche. When there was a base of Mikdash, there was a mitzvah of the smoke the cliche, Simcha's base of Shoeva. See, we used to have karbanos that. So there was a mitzvah which we were getting kapara. But today we don't have korbanos, so we only have davening. So he says, "Lachem b'Shabbos, it's an issa gomer, because there's no shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. There's no mitzvah here." Yeah.
Is the Rambam hold that you could add instruments even for mitzvahs?
We'll see. We'll see. Wait. Okay. Then he continues, page 21. What does the Gemara bring in Brachas that you should ein adam ein omdim lispalel el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah? Haynu shakon matfila yisamech as nafsho bedivrei tanchumim shel Torah. It means before you daven, you should be in a, make yourself in a happy mood. Aval betfila atzmam lotzinu simcha, but davening itself, he says, we don't find in any union of simcha. Especially cliche. And then he points out also on page 20, even on Yontif, five lines from the bottom. Afilu b'mo'odo shel simcha ba'atzma mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of simcha and yontiv, mikol mokom b'shas ha'tfilah mashanskirim chatoim b'nusuch pnei chato'enu, v'adai shel simcha enu mitzvah beis hazos. Because it's not shayach that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying mipnei chato'enu, and you're... Then he talks about other things, about Nusach HaTfilah. Then he mentions about music in general, right? But especially on Shabbos, he says there's no... And then he, in the beginning of the tshuva, he quotes, you know, the Rambam from the Mechaber that the Stam Mitzvah's music is also. And don't think there's any inyan to have it during tefillah. Yeah. Is it Shas Tefillah?
Yeah, he's saying
Shas Tefillah,
he's using the
Kino
and the Kino. And what's the Lashon,
HaPasuk?
I just know that that's the Pasuk of Shemaz.
Yeah. Okay, we have to think about that, how that fits in. Now, if you take a look in the Sefer Pri Ha'aretz, I photographed the Sharblat and the Sefer, page 24, going on to page 25. So he wants to deny, he wants to say a new pshat in the Rambam. Because till now we were learning the pshat in the Rambam, that if it's with a musical instrument, it's always awesome. If it's a musical instrument, it's always awesome. And if it's bepeh, then it's only asur al hayayin. And the Rambam uses a lashon, getting back to that Rambam, but Asura. So he says towards the end of the page here, on page 25 in the second column, because everyone else learns that feel shira bepeh, first six lines from the bottom. That feel shira bepeh la yayin, the mashma de lobi boy, zimra de mona de mitzer, a feel built the yayin. In other words, the way most people learn the Rambam is that if it's the kli, then it's us or even what? Without yayin. Ain the hechra, the efshar, the lovely Indian al yainhu, the asa, the kulu shoven. He wants to say that no, maybe it's only also be yayin, even bekli, even musical instrument is only also when there's yayin. So it's a bit cooler here. After mana lo mitzar al yayin. So what is a filubim? Milas a filu hachi lo homar. Lomi boy, it goes without saying the mono de mitzer la yayin. La'af de puma osur ala yayin. Ki zimmer de mono muchach tfei la osro. Chei muchach bidibre ashas, the kamim yu asam. Yachas shekli adover poshut la osur. Nakat fil klomer lo mi boy bechli dosar al yain ala fil bepeh dosar al yain. He says maybe the Rambam means, let's just see how it fits into the Rambam. Whereas Pasha Prat everyone reads that all kli shir is asr, and then he says afil shir bepeh al yain asura. So maybe that's not what the Rambam means, that bepez osur, but bechli is always osur, and bepez only osur b'yayin. Maybe the Rambam means like this. No, it's a given that all the psukim are with yayin. All the psukim are with yayin. So it means like this. You can't hear kli shir v'veach urban when there's yayin. That goes without saying. But even Shira Bepeh is also a yayin. But the first thing was also yayin. I don't know, it's a little bit dochak, because it doesn't say it. I mean, what? Yeah, it's a little dochak, maybe a lot dochak, Adam says. Okay, it's a good try for those that need a cooler here, right? But the, you see, and the, Casper?
So, the way my first time I read it, you read that Vafilu Shira, Tel, Yayan, Asura, Shiram, Shirli, Shumai. For now, you can call yourself Martin Reed, Chishpachos, Shira, Shaldas, the Kao, the first event, Yayan, that really, Shira Bepeh is awesome, and like Farnag, yet still people are doing Tishbachos and the dog, Bepeh, the giant, it's not a good thing. That's how we read that it's Farnag, this has already happened.
It's already happened, so we're not going to stop it.
But it's not like a good thing.
Begrudgingly, Harrison.
And then the whole about people Shira is that even Shira, which is a pasuk, you shouldn't do it with Yayan.
People Maybe. Now Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about this. Dr. Melech Press. That's Rabbi Ezra Schwartz's father-in-law. So let's see what he writes at the end, on page 30. Yotzi was said, the Bepuma in Lesser Shaloba base Mishnah. So that, in other words, vocal singing is only the base mishta, right? That's his asa. Mishay Narogyo. Mishum, the Kimak call Rishonim Matirim. Prepare all the Rishonim and Matir, except the Rambam and the Tshuva. There's a Tshuva Sarambam that's in the packet we didn't do yet, who seems to asa even vocal music. If you're Rogel Bekach. He says, all music is us, so that's what he writes in the Tshuva. Etzem hazemer, manigunim kulam asurim, afil einom remelem even klal. That's on page 12. Even bepeh. But that is against what the Rambam wrote in the Mishnah Torah, where he says it's only alayayim. Uvazimra demana osu b'chol makom. And he says that even though the Ramah is Mekel, if it's not the base Mishter, right, because the Ramah quotes, what's the Ramah quote? Quotes, but he also quotes, where's the Ramah page? What? Yeah, because he says, Tafkin Rogyo, Obeveis Mishta. But he says the Ikar Adin is like the Rambam. Tafshar Amo, Savi Plig, and Matirim Shaloba Beis Mishta, Ve'ena Rogil. So there was Beis Mishta, that's Rashi and the Mordechai. So in other words, according to Rashi and the Mordechai, it's only Beis Mishta. According to Tosas, only if you're not Rogil. And the Ramo quotes these other opinions. But Ramosha says you shouldn't rely on these. And you should follow the Mechaber. And then he says, but Malkum Mitzvah is Mutter. And he says, someone who learned Malkum Mitzvah is only Chasana. But he says, Miramom Mashmu Tosus Miramosh Mutter Afshe Enel Vesimchas Chasim Vakala. And not going to go on base Chasim Vakala. I call Shari Mashmu Chasim Vakala Shanoktu. Rakhlet Seer, but what did the hold of our mitzvah? Well, banquets are also with Tzorch Tztoka. Like if you have like a dinner for yeshiva or something like that. So he says that's not a mitzvah. It's a Tzorch mitzvah, but that itself is not a mitzvah. It's not like. But maybe it is a mitzvah because it's in honor of giving cover to those that give tzedakah. So he says, really, you should be machber, but you shouldn't be mocher for those that are mikilim. And he says, on radio, if it's not live, so and it's vocal music, a cappella, what do they call it? That's vocal. So that's okay. But if it's musical instruments, even if it's not live, it's also. We may sphira yesh lesser bezimra demana afla matir. But during sphira, you should be asked some musical instruments because really it's always also. Rabbi Bari told me he thought it's. Whatever, it's all the same. There's no shouldn't be any special iser on sphera for music per se. In other words, music's always awesome. So whatever you do during the year, sphera should be the same. It's all. But the minig of most people is that they're more machmir during sphera.
A speaker is like a musical
instrument and shouldn't be played on stereo. A stereo. Hold on. Like a stereo. A stereo, like a speaker. Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Then he has a tshuva here, another tshuva, on page 31. If someone wants to play musical instruments, so if it's for Parnassa, then it's mutter even during Sfira. But if you're just doing it for your own pleasure, so he says it's also during Sfira, and it's also during the whole year round. Go to the Rambam. But he says, Lamaisa the Ramah is Mekel, but he doesn't like this Ramah. So, yeah, but what about Shalom Beis Mishta and Shalom Bekfias? Right? Let's look at the Ramah again. Right, in other words, the Ramah is going on the din of Gozrul Shalom Lagem B'Kli Shir. And on that he's saying that but there's Yesh Matirim if it's not in the base Mishnah, and Yesh Matirim if it's not Rogel. You do it on a regular basis. Well, you have unless you rely just on the heter based Mishnah. But it still would be usher according to, because if you play on a regular basis and you really enjoy it, that's usher according to Tosfos also. So then the only thing left is Rashi and the Mordechai. If you look back in Rav Moshe, he says more. Shashelo Maruchva, page 30, on the bottom of the right side. That if you learn the Gemara, Davka, meaning this is Zimra Beis HaMishteh, of a field of Puma. In other words, maybe, whereas Ramosha says, who says that Rashi is Mako? Maybe Rashi was only said his din, that Beis Mishtos, by Zimra the Puma. Maybe he's talking about Zimra de Puma when he says Beis Mishtos. But in a Chanami, Zimra de Mana is always also. In other words, maybe there's no Machlokas. The Ramah, we always say, oh, the three Shitas, there's Rashi Shita, and the Tosas, and the Rambam, and they're all arguing, and the Ramah, you know, but Lav Dacha. So as you can learn Pshat, that the Sugi is talking about that line in the sugi, which then the Gemara says you might think only the mana, but the puma is shari, so kamash v'lon, that the puma is also aser, so it means, so when zimra the manon al daser means zimra the puma manon al daser, and then that was saying bashir al yishti yayin al tisnach is al gil ba'amim. But maybe in a chanami the mana is always aser, even according to Rashi and even according to Tosis. Because maybe everyone holds like the Rambam. Maybe everyone holds like the Rambam. That's what he says on the top line in the second column. Ken Yish Lomar, Kochum Lomar, Shagam Rashi is for a Cain. So that's a very, very machmir approach. And basically he's saying that all Rishonim really are aser. It's only the Ramah came up with this idea that there's a machlokas Rishonim. But maybe those Rishonim that were saying those coolers is only the Puma. Whereas the Gemara will talk about Shir. Nashela la marukva vachuva haisa bisa de shaloba vesa mishta. So it was talking about puma. And that was when Rashi says Zimmer Manola Dasar. And Rashi says Bais Mishtos. That's only Bepuma. But if it's not Puma, you don't need Beis Mishtos. And there's no Machlokas Rishon. So the Maisa Minig Yisrael is somehow to be makel on this Indian. What can I tell you? Like the Ramah's version of Rashi. Right. Yeah, so Midrash Yisrael is to be Mako like Rashi. But and then they talk, they quote, if a person's depressed or something like that, it's brought down halacha b'ruach gemara, that, you know, to lift up people's spirits. Especially in this generation where music became like such a big thing. I mean, we're in the, you know, like the generation of music, especially music and davening, you know, even Shira, but you know, which is a chiddush to us. It's you know, beautifies the davening, but it's a chiddush to it that we allow it. You know, like the Nesiva says, "Mechi tesi," you're having singing the davening. There's more on that, but I guess Minig Yisrael is not that way. And of course, you know, Hasidic influence, of course, always. Is a big factor on these things. Yeah.
Does Rav Moshe address the radio?
Yeah. He says the radio is also if you have a.
If you have. The whole zero just on live music?
So that's what he said. The Puma is only live, but the Kli.
But the radio is all Kli.
What?
The radio is not a Kli. Like you're hearing live music.
Right, that's what he says. So if you look in the Chelkas Yaakov, or of Breish, He says if somebody is depressed or something like that, could you play music for him? So he says he thinks it's mutter, and he thinks av l'chol adam yesh tzadim mahater. So the one hand you say it's aser. He says on page 27, Mitein asher yiskasher dara lizarher mibilti shimoa zimras haradio. He says, halvai, we should have a generation where no one listens to the music on the radio. But ladavoneinu, we're not up to that. We're not holding on that madrega. Rachasidim v'anshei maisa. V'isi b'nei aliyah v'heim uvatim. Tzrichim l'mashchon enav shel hatir lo motzchos. So he says, Zimmer's radio called Ponim Yeshlus Machal Shitas Rashi Vitosis. The Rabbi based Mishta or Yayin or Shrogil Bukach. So for the radio, we can rely on Rashi and Tosis, he says. So that's the radio you can rely on Rashi Tosis. Then he wants to say another Svara to be Makil on the radio, meaning non live music. Because Bashasak Zera, Lesser Zimra, Loya Adai in her radio. Muchalak Zera radio. They didn't have radios then. Thank you. So those are his two coolers for non-live music. They say, oh, I think I heard from Rav Ari Marcus that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was felt non-live music is, you know, you have all the coolers, that, you know, that's not called music whenever there's a miss of music.
What's considered regular?
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know, if you listen to it once a day, once a week, you know, Carla Trugum, if you're relying on the head to Ragil Bukach, if you're relying on the head to the, so when you drink wine, you shut off the CD.
Knowing yourself to Rashi.
Right.
Even the Ramat is knowing yourself to Rashi.
Probably if he's talking about when you're not doing it Ragil Bukach. I'm saying most people are probably Ragil Bukach. Most people today have CDs, have all these things. They're Ragel B'kach.
So you have the Ramad Bekach, but you only never actually.
Rashi. Yeah, you have Rashi, so...
How do you read the last time? What
shiur
is
the Tishrocha? So shiur is the question is that only at a chasana or not. Some say only by a chasana. So chasana, you can have music. That's the only time in the past that you're allowed to have musical instruments. Is by a chasana. So I guess if you play for a chasana, so you're okay. You got to get book your jobs for chasanas. Because anything else is questionable, whether that's nichlal and the kula. You know, bar mitzvah. Right. You have to play at chasanas. I mean, again, the mice of people are mako. Because, what do they say from Rav Huttner? You know, it's people are depressed. It's a weak generation. Shracha mice is. You know, we need whatever we can get to lift us up a little bit. You know, it's a shver golas. Maybe they didn't realize how long the golas would be when they made this this tzeira.